Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where we're joined by Craig Earlham, who's a senior market analyst for Oanda. How are you today, Craig?
I'm very good, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing well, better than Charlotte Hogg, anyway.
Yeah, she's had a bit of a torrid time. Just elected deputy governor, only to be forced to resign because she didn't disclose certain relationships that she has with a certain brother in a certain bank. So not ideal. I think it's not ideal really for Mark Carney either, because ultimately he must have been aware of these things. So I think it's not going to be great for him or the Bank of England as a whole. It's not like she was just elected. She's worked there for some time. So not great news for the Bank of England, but I'm sure it'll survive.
Well, I think she was an ideal candidate. She has got, you know, great knowledge of the sector and banking. I mean, it's a shame to see her go. But as far as the pound is concerned, that seems to be the headline at the moment. Are we right? I mean, are the traders regarding 121 as the floor at the moment?
I think 121.21 is seen as a bit of a floor. I think to make a move below here will take something quite substantial. We look at some of the data which we've been seeing. There is signs that cracks are starting to appear, and that could potentially be the trigger to break through this floor. That, of course, the US dollar, I think today is going to be a big driver. We look at the Fed tonight, and I think should the Fed just raise interest rates as expected and leave, and the dot plot show three rate hikes this year, then we could actually see a retracement in the dollar, because you've got to wonder what else is going to drive it stronger. If markets have priced in 95% or thereabouts for a rate hike and falling in line with three rate hikes this year, and I think that's above 50% by the end of the year, then you have to wonder what's going to be the big driver of the dollar. It's going to have to be stronger, more hawkish rate hike expectations, and if we do get that from the dot plot and from Yellen, then I think that could potentially be the thing that triggers a move back towards those 121-120 levels, and a big test of that very substantial level.
So at the moment the market really thinks there's a rate hike now, maybe nothing until the autumn or something like that. I mean, they don't really believe there's going to be an aggressive move, do they?
I don't think they believe it's going to be an aggressive move, but I wouldn't write off one now, one in June and one in December, for example. I think that would be very much in keeping with what the Fed would like to do. It would allow the Federal Reserve to remain ahead of the curve while not choking off the recovery. I do think there is an element that the Fed may start to be pricing in something more from Trump, which many members didn't do back in December. We haven't heard, nothing of course has actually changed, and as always the noises that we've been hearing have been very vague. But the talk of things like a $1 trillion infrastructure plan, substantial deregulation, substantial tax reform, it looks as though these are going to start to be coming into play later on this year. And I think the triple whammy of the three is enough to potentially worry the Fed that it may fall behind the curve if all these three come into play in a short period of time, which is why I think they've suddenly decided that March has to be the time when they raise interest rates now, and why they may go again in June before holding off a little bit. Don't be surprised if the Fed actually dot plot shows four rate hikes this year today, and Janet Yellen talks up the possibility of someone. If we do get this, then I think that could be supportive for the dollar.
Okay, and just moving over to this side of the Atlantic, how are people handling the Dutch election situation?
Well, I think most people are viewing the Dutch election as the kind of canary in the mine, to be honest. Geert Wilders is likely or possibly going to get the most votes and the most seats of all the parties, which is a concern. This is, I think, this is a man that makes Donald Trump to an extent look a bit like Mickey Mouse. He's far more extreme in his views. He wants to pull Netherlands out of the Eurozone, as well as many other things, which are a bit which isn't a little bit unsavoury, I guess. And yet, he looks like he's going to win the most seats, or at least come close to it. The problem that he faces is that the political environment in the Netherlands is far more fragmented than many other places, and therefore he'd still need to form a coalition in order to lead a party there, and that's not going to happen. Pretty much every party in the Netherlands has said they would not form a coalition with him. But like I say, it's the canary in mine as far as I'm concerned, because should he get more seats than he's currently projected to do, then this would suggest that once again the polls have underestimated the populist vote. And we've already seen that in the UK, we saw it in the US later on last year, and if we see that now in Europe, then that's a bad sign ahead of the French elections, because Marine Le Pen has a far better chance of leading the populist movement and leading the country. She's expected to win the first round of the actual election itself, and while the polls have her about 20 points behind Macron in the second round, that gap could close quite dramatically if we see that the polls are once again unreliable when it comes to this populist vote.
Yeah, finally, I just want to talk to you about crude oil. That, you know, the rug was pulled from under the bulls basically at the end of last week. How are people coping with that commodity now?
Well, like as you say, we've seen an absolutely dramatic fall off in Brent crude over the past week or so. It seems that we have seen it pair a bit of those losses, and I think these comments that we're hearing from Saudi Arabia, for example, that we do need to see effectively more sustainable pricing, opens the door, I guess, to an extension of the output deal. But so far, the output deal has been broadly unsuccessful, which is surprising considering compliance has actually been quite strong within OPEC. I think non-OPEC compliance has been the biggest concern. Last I heard, it was around 50%, I think, and that's just not good enough at this stage when Saudi Arabia has gone over and above, and OPEC as a whole is well above 90% at this stage. It really does call into doubt whether we're actually going to see an extension of the deal towards the middle of this year. The noises that we've heard from Russia about the US shale industry and how much more difficult that makes the situation, the fact that, of course, the shale industry couldn't possibly join a production cut deal with the cartel for legal reasons, it would suggest that an extension to the deal is in doubt, and if that is in doubt, then oil prices are likely to fall further, because ultimately this short-term deal hasn't solved a long-term problem.
Craig Odom, Senior Market Analyst at Owen, and thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.